I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Pro-life activists have started a campaign to get Ireland's citizens to vote no in an upcoming referendum that would take the Eighth Amendment out of the country's constitution. The Eighth Amendment gives legal protection for unborn children, quote, with due regard to the equal right to life of the mother. Ireland's Minister for Health, Simon Harris, stated that should the amendment be repealed, he will introduce legislation that allows for abortion without any restrictions until 12 weeks of pregnancy. It would also allow abortion at any time in the pregnancy if there is a risk to the life or health of the mother, or if the fetus is diagnosed with a condition that would keep it from living much longer after birth. The Democratic Party has filed suit against the Russian government, President Donald Trump's campaign, and WikiLeaks, accusing them of being involved in a conspiracy to influence the 2016 election. In the suit, the Democratic Party claims that Trump campaign officials worked with the Russian government and its spies to hurt Hillary Clinton and hack party computers in order to skew the election in Trump's favor. Former campaign chairman Paul Manafort and his associate Rick Gates, former campaign aide George Papadopoulos, Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and Trump associate Roger Stone were specifically named in the suit. Students from across the country participated in a walkout today to protest gun violence and to push for more gun control. Students from Chicago to Florida walked out of their schools at 10 a.m. in their time zone. Today was specifically chosen because it is the 19th anniversary of the Columbine High School shooting, in which 13 people died. Some of the students then held discussions on gun violence at their schools, others held voting registration drives, and some also went to their state houses for rallies. Pope Francis commemorated the life of Italian Bishop Antonio Bello of Molfetta, visiting the town of Alessano, where Bishop Bello was born and buried. The Pope said Bello's life and ministry, quote, remind us not to theorize closeness to the poor, but to be close to them as Jesus did. Pope Francis played a bouquet of white lilies and yellow sunflowers at the bishop's tomb and prayed not only in front of Bishop Bello's tomb, but also in front of the tomb of his parents. He then went to Molfetta to celebrate an outdoor mass in the same diocese that Bello had served for almost 10 years. Bishop Bello died of stomach cancer in 1993, and the Vatican approved his cause for sainthood in 2007. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.